casting all your care upon him, St. Peter tells us today, for he hath care of you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our school year comes to an end with graduation this morning, but in the School of the Sacred Heart, we're just starting our summer session and reviewing together our three R's, a whole series of them actually, resolutions, that is. The Sacred Heart, following upon last Sunday's feast of Corpus Christi as a second communion follows the first, comes with one difference, though. All of the holy thoughts, the perhaps nostalgic memories, and the deep sentiments of soul that we feel at a first communion on Corpus Christi are not just fleeting feelings. Not, that is, if we learn our lessons well and anchor all of these beautiful memories with firm and practical resolutions. St. Teresa had studied the Sacred Heart, I think, long and perseveringly. And who knows what our Lord himself taught her. Now she, as a student, was nothing if not original. Once she wrote to her sister, "I do not see the Sacred Heart as others do." And part of this must be because she always did her homework. No daydreamer, the little flower. Her three R's here, she saw the Sacred Heart as her refuge. We would say her safe place, the cleft in the rock, Scripture says. And this refuge was for her, secondly, a place of rest, of real repose for her soul. Sometimes, literally so, during the long periods of prayer, she would sometimes fall asleep. But she never let that bother her. She said with a smile, "After all, the Father loves his child even when she's sleeping." The third R could be for reconciliation, but that's too much of a Novus Ordo word today. Let's just say the forgiveness of her sins right there in the furnace of his love, the Sacred Heart. The resolutions she made years before, when she was only a student of 11 on her first communion day, and they too, like her insights, are three R's. She determined to make the reality of God's love her rampart against discouragement. She cast her care upon the Lord. First resolution. She was entering adolescence. She had her fair share of school problems and family sorrows, separations, death. All of these things, of course, brought distress. But most of all, I think she suffered from something spiritual. She just couldn't understand how she could have such great desires to be a saint, and she did, and yet have so very little to show for it most days. In most of her life, remember, she walked in darkness. That could lead to discouragement and a feeling of frustration were it not for the core of her self-understanding and peace. Our English word core, you know, the core of an apple, what's on the inside, comes from the Latin, C-O-R, core, for heart, as in cor Jesu sacratissimum miserere nobis, the most holy heart of Jesus. Her certainty of God's love her sincerity, and of course, her bold confidence sustained her as she did cast her care upon the Lord. Our Lady's love and her devotion towards her was the third resolution. She promised every day to pray the Memorare. Do you know your Memorare by heart? We say it sometimes together after the low masses. It starts, "Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary." It's not just enough to have a thought of loving Our Lady. You've got to tie it down by means of a practical daily resolution. Here we always encourage the three Hail Marys, first thing in the morning and last thing at night. Mary would be for her the mother who would never abandon Teresa, nor Teresa her. Our First Communion children, you know, first consecrate themselves to Mary at the May crowning on Mother's Day. Actually, it's a second consecration. Most of them were consecrated by mother and father on their baptismal day. And then, afterwards, they go up to receive Jesus as children of Mary. How could they not go with great confidence? And we, to stay in God's love, must never forget our daily prayer to her. She resolved to, thirdly, in this school of the Sacred Heart, to learn of him. Our Lord says, "Learn of me. I am meek and humble of heart. Be you humbled under the mighty hand of God." Again, St. Peter, today in the epistle, she thirdly promised she would try, note the word, try to humble her pride. It's extraordinary. The self-insight that she had at the age of 11, she realized she just had too much self-love, too much self-centeredness. She remembered all the way back to the age of 3 that willfulness was a character of her personality. Her mother once commented on it, saying, "She is so strong-willed, that girl. I think that if you put her in the cellar to punish her all day long, she still wouldn't give in." But Teresa had loving parents who helped her to overcome this self-love by teaching her, and this is a hard lesson to learn in any school. If you don't, though, you must learn it in the school of life, to practice obedience and self-sacrifice. With these three First Communion resolutions, Teresa set out to become what she was now receiving, Jesus Christ, to imitate Jesus. She needed, as Mary did, to do what? To allow the Holy Ghost to descend into her heart by grace. Her path to humility would lead her, and you know, it could lead us, to focus on receiving God's love. Every now and again, we need to just stop in our prayers and to let God love us, for he hath care of you. A natural follow-up to that is growth in virtue. It simply means getting rid of those obstacles which bar God's way into our love. We would say today, Teresa knew herself to be broken. Most of us are. Do you see yourself that way? And she was humble enough to bear the humiliation of it. I mean, all of her weaknesses. Are we? But you see, you can't do it by yourself. The way she really saw the Sacred Heart, which was absolutely original, was in effect that the Sacred Heart is God's lap. And her devotion to the Sacred Heart was to throw herself into the arms of her loving Father. God would love her into holiness. He would do the same, you know, for you too, this summer in his school, the School of the Sacred Heart. Let us start by casting all of our care upon him, for he hath care of you. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.